Dr. Yvette Lloyd, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So your study is looking into the long-term complications of COVID-19, and it began this fall. Tell us a bit about what it is you're studying and how you're going about it.
So COVID was originally completely new to the world. It's now getting to be a little bit on the old side. One of the things that was found out early on is that while the majority of people recovered or didn't in the really unfortunate cases, there was a subset of people who, even after the period of time you'd expect the virus to be gone, they remained ill with anything along from fatigue, brain fog, muscle pain. And we'd seen that with SARS as well, and that was a similar type of virus. So we wanted to find out what was going on with the people who ended up with chronic ongoing symptoms after the COVID infection.
I've heard people talk about COVID long haulers, and I guess that's what that term is referring to. So yeah, there's some people are experiencing these complications. I guess I've heard that sometimes people have had trouble having those symptoms sort of recognized for what they are. Is that one of the issues that they're facing?
Yeah, that is what a number of people in that situation have told me. And I think the medical profession is catching up. Everyone is learning very quickly about this illness. But yeah, it's difficult when you end up with any kind of chronic disease, and whether that's after COVID or after Lyme disease or after a surgery, after any kind of traumatic experience, some people will have problems regaining their health fully. And it's very hard to track down what the problem is. So what we're looking for in this survey is we're starting from the ground, which is the place to start. So we're reaching out to people who have experienced COVID to find out, what was your experience like? What were the symptoms like? How long did they last? How bad were they? What were your interactions with the healthcare professions like? We're also reaching out to people who've recovered fully, because we want to know about that too. And we're reaching out to people who are at risk. So people who are in contact with many people. So if you work in a school, if you work in a grocery store, even if you don't, we want to know what the experiences are of people who haven't yet got it, or perhaps were asymptomatic. So really, we wanted to hear from everyone. We want to find out what your experiences were like. And then from that, we're going to see if we can find a pattern. There are two follow-up studies. One is to check in with people again after about a year. And the other follow-up study is for a subset of individuals. We're hoping to partner with Horizon Health in New Brunswick and healthcare people in Ontario. And we'll be doing blood testing of people to see if we can help figure out what's going on with those who remain ill.
So the people that are participating in the study right now, are you also checking their blood or doing a blood test to see sort of what antibodies they have and things like that? Or is that's a later study?
Yeah, that's the second part of the study. So right now we're just collecting the names and the experiences of people who've been affected or who are worried about being affected. So this is a broad call, and I guess it says something about the Maritimes that one of the reasons they were so anxious to include us is that they wanted a pool of people where not everyone had experienced COVID. So while there are certainly people in the Maritimes who have COVID, there's certainly people who are dealing with chronic ongoing symptoms. They also really were relying, Canada has suddenly discovered the Maritimes and is relying on us for people who have remained healthy to fill out the survey.
Right, because our stats are lower than someplace. I gather you're gathering mainly people from New Brunswick and Ontario, is that it?
The the blood testing will be New Brunswick and Ontario, but to fill out the survey, you can do, we're looking for anyone in Canada, but I've been kind of encouraged to see if I can encourage people from Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Prince Edward Island, as well as Newfoundland and Labrador, to participate.
How many people have you heard from so far?
We've had a couple hundred complete the survey, and we're really grateful for that because these are people who have been and remain very ill. So to take the time to fill out a survey when you're ill is just really a great commitment to research. So this is a broader call for people who are not ill or who have recovered or people who we didn't connect with the first time around.
Mm-hmm. Now, there have been, and we've had over 1,300 cases in New Brunswick. Not a lot by Canadian standards, I guess, but a growing number here.
Fortunately.
Yeah. Has public health cooperated with you in terms of reaching out to those people, so the people that they know have been infected?
I don't think that could be done because public health is obliged to protect the privacy of people who've been infected. So this is a call out through the public, basically to the public through media, social media, and it's operating outside the healthcare system just because there isn't a mechanism to target people without infringing on their privacy if you go through the regular healthcare system.
Okay. All right. So it's not through public health, but you know, this is a study that's passed all sorts of ethics reviews and that sort of thing. So people don't need to worry about their privacy, really, do they?
No. So this study is funded by the New Brunswick government, and certainly it's gone through ethics review at two different universities. So no, your personal story will not end up on social media. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And when you go to the webpage to fill out the survey, there's a lot of information about the survey, the privacy, and you have to decide if you want to do it or not. Basically, can you read a page full of disclaimers and saying that it's okay, we're not going to share your information. And if you get through that, then you can, if you wish, fill out the survey.
Okay. Now, I guess it's early days, but do we have any sort of idea of how many people are experiencing these long-haul symptoms versus the people that are recovering quickly?
It is early days because right now that we're collecting data from basically the first wave because we're kind of in the second wave, although hopefully it's wearing off and everyone's looking forward to the third wave with zero enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. But it looks like it's anywhere from 10 to 40% as a very rough estimate. It does depend on where you are in the world, which probably relates to the genetics of the people who live there, the strain of virus. It also depends on your gender, your age, whether or not there's anything else going on with you, whether you've had previous infections that you didn't notice, but which become reactivated. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and we're trying to tease out what that is, because you can't really fix it until you know what the problem is.
Right. But we do know enough to know that these long-haul implications or health implications, they're real, I guess.
They're real. They're very definitely real. Yep.
So it's just a matter of people like you figuring out exactly, how bad and how much and, those kind of details.
Yes. And for that, your help and the help of the population of Atlantic Canada is very much needed and appreciated.
Okay. So anyone at risk, anyone who's experienced COVID and recovered or who is experienced and still experiencing complications, all of those categories, and how should people get in touch with you?
So if this sounds appealing, you can go to the Mount Allison University homepage. Notice of the study is now on the homepage of the university, which I think is great, under news and events. And then from that link, you can click right through to the survey.
All right. And we'll post that on the CHMA website as well.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you taking the time to tell us about this, Dr. Lloyd.
Well, thank you very much. And let's hope we can all participate as healthy individuals. And let's keep it that way.
Yes. Thank you for that. All right. Have a great day, Dr. Lloyd.
Thank you.